Welcome back, everybody, to the Business of Money podcast. I am your host, Nia Patrick. I'm the CEO and founder of Women's Wealth Institute, where I teach financial intelligence to solopreneurs. Because when your business is your paycheck, you can't afford to guess. So let's dive right into this episode. Debt, leverage, and the cost of uncertainty. Now, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm not debt averse. I've been through my debt journey. I'm just climbing out of my debt journey. I have a little bit more to go. But I believe it needed to be addressed here at Women's Wealth Institute because we're not debt averse. We just have a different perspective. And debt is not inherently bad, but debt without clarity increases risk. Leverage can actually accelerate growth, but it can also amplify instability. And the difference is structure. Most business owners use debt to create momentum. Credit card to cover gaps, loans to expand quickly, financing to upgrade systems. And the question is not whether you can borrow. The question is whether the structure supports the repayment comfortably. So debt also hides operational problems. They hide low margins. They hide inconsistent cash flow, unclear pricing, poor allocation, and instead of correcting those, borrowing extends time, and time without correction increases exposure. And most small businesses are highly leveraged personally by their owners. Very few small businesses, solo one-person businesses, but solo small businesses as a whole, very few of them have access to debt and access to credit and access to capital because they're not structured right, which is how this article came about. I know this for a fact because when I was going to school and getting my MBA in finance, one of the challenges I kept reading about, because I always tried to keep abreast of what's going on in the world with small business. I always wanted to be a business owner and keeping up what's going on in which is, and also why I studied finance, because access to capital was a huge problem. It's still a problem today. It's just not looked upon as the kind of problem it was back in the day where small business owners, minorities, women didn't get access to venture capital. That's what they meant by access to capital. But they're funding their businesses by credit cards. So WWI was born in a business plan that I had to do when I was completing my MBA in financial management. I could do a business plan or I had to do a thesis. I chose a business plan. And I forget the name of what the business was called, but it was Women's Financial something. It was WWI, Women's Wealth Institute, and it focused on women business owners and gaining them access to capital. The reason why women didn't have access to capital because they were set up, they weren't structurally sound. They were a huge risk. They were highly, they have personal problems, personal financial issues, and they took those same issues into their businesses. They didn't have a bookkeeping system. They didn't do financial statements. They go to a bank and can't understand how come they can't get a loan. Well, you can't come to a bank saying, hey, I would like a loan and can you lend me some money? Well, with what? Well, I got this great business. Oh, okay. How long you been in business? Oh, I'm not even started yet. Well, what's the idea? Well, here's the idea. No. Do you have any financials? What are those? So I had originally created the on paper was to help bridge the gap between access to capital and using financial management as that bridge to gain access to capital. It's much bigger today thank God I never pursued that. But it always stayed with me that women created, were given the opportunity. I hate to say it like that, but we worked, fought, and got the opportunity to have our own credit and be able to take out loans and get into the C-suite and have a job that paid a lot of money and have the ability to own a business and have access to loans and credit. Today it's completely different. That this is it. There are no barriers. If you think there's a barrier, I'm sorry that I don't believe you and this is not for you. So get out. For those who recognize it's very different from today, from back in the 1990s to today, it's a whole different world. So I say that to say this. Debt today hinders the growth of your business. And as a one-person business, it's a killer. And let me tell you why. Here's a simple principle. If revenue slows, can you service your debt without stress? If expenses increase, can you maintain payments comfortably? If the answer is uncertain, the leverage is aggressive. Leverage should really strengthen your position, not strain it. Borrowed money really does feel like progress and it creates movement, but movement is not stability. And if your business can't sustain itself without external funding, the structure needs review. And I would invite you to book a session with me so we can review your structure to see where you are and maybe I can help you. I know I can, but I'd like to sound nice and say, maybe I can help you. Before taking on debt, I want you to ask yourself this question. What problem am I solving? Is it a timing issue or a structural issue? Does current margin support repayment? And will this increase long-term stability or short-term speed? And it's a really good debate because everyone will tell you about your credit cards. Because as a consumer, credit is how this country survives. Credit is the American consumer's way of life. People are buying groceries with their credit cards. How do I know? I work at Walmart and I read the news. So to even think about not having any kind of credit in your business is unfathomable until you're trying to juggle that credit business-wise and personally, like you're doubly leveraged. And most people are like, that's what's wrong with that? Okay. Because the debt makes guessing look intelligent. And because access to capital can mask uncertainty, but uncertainty doesn't disappear. It only compounds. Because over time, if you aren't fiscally conservative and you're trying to live that life, and be about that life. You really aren't about that life because the real wealth is not about that life. They understand what debt can do. This is why it's in a corporation. This is why they sell bonds. And bonds are backed by the U.S. government. We don't have that unless you invest in bonds as a strategy. Then, yeah, you might have that security. And I'm not saying credit cards are bad. They're just, you just got to think about them for a second and say, hold on, what are the alternatives? Let's review some of the alternatives first and see which one's going to give me an ROI. But how is this going to affect me long term? I could get sick. What happens to my business? I got this debt. What if nobody buys my stuff? I got this debt. What if I get divorced? I got this debt. What if I get, there's all these things. No one thinks like that. They're just like, we're just going to roll happily along. We got credit cards that no loan docs and no doc loans and credit cards, the Amex, Chase Sapphire, chasing the credit score, which is not real. It just compounds. And if your business is your paycheck, you want to protect the business. You want to strengthen the structure before increasing any type of exposure and gain clarity first. Leverage second, always in that order. Buy it, pay it off. Buy it, pay it off. Amex, believe it or not, even with their ridiculous fees, is a charge card, it's not a credit card. Whatever you charge, you have to pay back. And you carry, the problem is there's a fee to carry the card. But if you're paying it off, there's no interest. So only interest is when you make your annual payment. And if it's $895, that's $895 of interest that might have accumulated without having a daily interest accumulation. But if you charge up $1,000, you pay $1,000. You charge up $10,000, you better be able to pay $10,000, right? And let's not even talk about the Black Card. And I remember an athlete talking about how, because you know, athletes are little businesses. The athlete is sitting on the couch with his wife, and his wife can't understand how they have a Black Card and they can't make a payment. And they're living in like a multi-million dollar home. You have a Black Card, you have a multi-million dollar home, and you can't understand how come you can't make a payment. But you don't work, and he does. And it's his contract, but you are a liability to him right now because he can't spend the money by himself. He's working. He's on the field. That means you're home. So who spent the money, you or him? That's how I look at it. But back then I was like, that's wild. But today I'm like, well, if you stay home and he works, and this is a 15, 16, 19, 20,000 square foot home, and y'all have servants and staff, and you sit around directing them, and he's on the field playing football, and you're driving around. Okay, so who spent the money, him or you? Because y'all are married. Okay? You have to really think about how debt is going to affect your business. And you have to take a keen eye and say, is it worth it? In my opinion, the goal today is to be debt-free. That's the only way you protect your current cash flow and your future cash flow. Your future cash flow as a one-person business should only be investments that are giving you a return on the investment and is making money for you. You can use debt, but it only catches up to you when you close one eye. And sometimes you do have to close one eye to get a keener view. And once you close that one eye, everything changes. And then you have to figure out a way to dig yourself out. The goal is not to get yourself back in. All right, this one's short. I don't spend too much time on debt because we really don't do debt around here, but I wanted to address it. So it has been addressed. I'll catch you on the next one. Mm-hmm.